This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When people think of living a holy life, they often think that would require retreating from the real world. You might conclude the same when reading what Paul says in Ephesians 5:7, "Do not be partners with those whose behavior is improper for God's holy people." Verses 11 and 12 say, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret." Don't be partners with the unholy. Don't participate with them in any way. In fact, don't even talk about their secret activities. But if we isolate ourselves from them, how can they be reached? Read what Paul said carefully. Notice that as children of light, we are to let our light shine in the dark places. This will expose what is taking place there. But to do that, you need to be in proximity to those whose activities you should avoid. In other words, you are to be in the world, but not of it, reaching out to it with the love and light of God. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," in Matthew 5:14 and 16. He also prayed for this in John 17:15-18. "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. As you sent me into the world," Jesus said, "I have sent them into the world." But as you seek to make the most of each opportunity to impact the world, be careful, because the days are evil. It takes wisdom to live holy lives in an unholy world, so that the world will be introduced to the holy God who loves them and wants a personal relationship with them.